Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In this week's podcast, we're talking about when to use congratulations and alternative words and phrases to use instead. This is because over on our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV series, we are celebrating 4 million subscribers. So by listening to this podcast, you'll learn lots of new expressions and vocabulary. And also, if you head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english, you'll have some bonus expressions there. So make sure you head on over there as soon as you finish listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
trustworthy
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, sipping some ice cold lemonade, or even
winning a marathon.
Oh yeah, I'm joined here in the global studio, as always, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
I'm great, thank you. You did me first today.
I did, yeah. Maybe I'll have to like alternate or something.
Yeah, I'm like, keep me on my toes.
So you guys heard someone else in the studio. As always, also, we have the Thunder Down Under, the one and only.
Oh yeah, what's up, listeners? Andrea, Ethan. Actually, Andrea, you used a really nice expression, to keep someone on their toes. What does that mean?
So if you keep someone on their toes, it's like you keep them waiting, kind of in anticipation, like not knowing what's going to happen next. Like
there's going to be a surprise at the end of the tunnel or the rainbow, right? Maybe.
Pot of gold. So today we're talking about a problem that we've seen happens a lot with English learners, and that is overusing or using wrong the word congratulations, because kind of depending on the culture that you're in, I think in Spanish culture, in Brazilian culture, people use congratulations in situations that sound really weird in English. So we actually saw some people in our Fluency Circle community, which is like the community of the students of our courses, we saw some people saying congratulations to someone on their birthday. But in English, that sounds really weird to us. What were you saying about that, Ollie?
Yeah, whenever like my Brazilian friends say congratulations on my birthday, I'm like, why are you congratulating me? Are you like happy that I'm getting older? It's not a good thing that I'm getting older.
Maybe it depends on the way you look at it. Maybe it's like congratulations that you've survived another year. You know, you weren't hit by a bus, so you didn't have a heart attack. You're still here, hanging in.
Oh my God. Wow.
Or it's like, congratulations, this was the day you were born and the world became a better place.
There you go. That's a nice way of looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe congratulations, you get to gorge yourself on some birthday cake later today.
Mm. Oh, gorge yourself. What does that mean?
That's like a great verb if you're like, maybe on the weekends, some people like to gorge themselves around their birthday because it's a special occasion, or Christmas. I definitely gorge a lot at Christmas. So if you can't tell by the context, it means like you're just eating a lot without any judgment, without any reprise, without any break. And another thing I noticed from our community was last year I dyed my hair. It's like the first time I've done this in my life. And someone commented on a video saying, congratulations on your blonde hair, which also is like a really weird sounding thing to me because it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't go together in English, right? To congratulate someone for like some change that they've made to their appearance.
No, we'd say you look great, or I really like it. You know, you look fantastic.
Fantastic hair, Ethan.
Exactly. But not congratulations, because you haven't really, well, I don't want to get too ahead of myself and explain.
No spoilers, Andrea. We got to keep them on their toes.
I know, it's true. I'm going to stop.
Another use of this word that I've seen people use in a wrong way is that I know some languages, I think like a lot of languages in the Middle East, for example, I know in Hebrew this exists, Turkish, that they have a word that you would say to congratulate someone when they buy something new. So they're wearing like a new shirt or new shoes, or they just got a new iPhone or whatever the case, and they might use this word that kind of means like congratulations on that new thing. In English, I don't think we have any word like that, and you certainly wouldn't say congratulations, but we'll explain more about that later. So Before we get into talking all about how to correctly use congratulations, when you can do that, and other words that you can use so you're not overusing the word congratulations, we have a shout out to a very special learner out there and maybe a bit of a Portuguese teacher for Ollie.
Yes, I was excited when I saw this shout out, and it comes from Fabio, who is from Brazil and lives in Brasilia. And he says that he has been listening to us for a while now, and he always wondered whether he should write to us in order to get a shout out. And yes, you should, and you did. And I encourage other people to write to us as well. Fabio goes on to say, I would like to congratulate you for all the work you do. I think I've been improving my English a little bit with your suggestions, and for sure a lot of people around the world. And Fabio goes on to give me a wonderful Portuguese in idiom, which is similar to It's Raining Cats and Dogs. So thanks, Fabio, for being my Portuguese teacher. I need all the help I can get.
Oh, yeah. So if any of you are wondering what it means to rain cats and dogs and you missed the recent podcast on weather idioms, then you definitely have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, so if people are interested, they can go and listen to episode 229.
Perfect. And if you have gotten your courage up to leave us a review, then just like Fabio, you can head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you've learned. Let us know how the podcast has helped you. Give us a lesson in your language. If you have any idioms similar to the ones that we've talked about, we would love to hear it. We're all language learners here. And if you don't use Apple Podcasts, then of course you can go over to reallifeglobal.com and find this episode and leave us a comment there. So either way, we will find you. We will really appreciate it. And we will for sure give you a shout out. And a final thing before we move on. So Fabio says that I would like to congratulate you for all the work you do. So is this a correct use of congratulate?
Yeah, it's a correct use of congratulations. Absolutely.
Great. So we'll get more into that. But before we do, we have a burning question from another special learner out there.
Yeah, so today's burning question comes from Pavel M from our Real Life English YouTube channel. And it's funny because I actually just answered this question in my Instagram live. So it definitely is a burning question for many.
And if any of our listeners don't follow us yet over on Instagram at reallife.english, then you for sure should do that because every Thursday you can catch Andrea live and get a very exclusive lesson.
Yes, make sure you follow us and you can come and join me live and you can ask me questions as well. But this question we have today is, could you explain, please, about the pronunciation of often with the T or without, which is right?
Right. So both are right, right?
Yeah, that's what I always say to people. There is no right or wrong here. They are both accepted. They are both correct. What I found is technically they say that British English, we don't pronounce the T, so it should be often, and it's more of an US pronunciation to pronounce the T. How would you pronounce it, Ollie?
I would say often without the T, but if I want to like emphasize something, I would say often to create a more dramatic effect. But often is what I would say.
That's often the case with words where we remove a sound, right? Is that we would, if we want to emphasize it, we'll like add it back in. Or if you like have contractions or things like that, you'll pronounce it in the full form, things like that. So that's a good tip, Ollie, to know that if you want to give some extra emphasis and really drive your point home, that you can leave in those sounds that are often silent, or even to know that if you are leaving that in, maybe it could sound overemphasized. So you just have to be careful about your intonation. But I probably would say both. Maybe it's the influence of being around you, Andrea, and watching British shows, but both of them sound fine to me. Often, I think I use it in both forms.
Yeah, it's the same for me. I use both. So don't try and think I'm just going to use one. You better get used to me using both of them because I mix them up all the time just because, you know, there's no right or wrong. So it doesn't matter.
Got to make a lot of mistakes, right?
Definitely.
All right. So that has nothing to do with today's topic, I guess, but we are going to talk about pronunciation also with today's special word. So let's jump into it. Hey there, Real Lifer. Just a quick break from this episode to share a big announcement with you about the recent launch of the brand new Real Life English app, where Ollie, Andrea, and I, your Real Life Fluency coaches, will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and literally speak English in the real world, which is to understand natives, speak with anyone, and connect to the world. So, how do we accomplish that with our app? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency, plus check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocab, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or going to www.reallifeglobal.com/app or search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today. And let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Aw, yeah. All right, I'll let you do the honors, Andrea, of starting out with the pronunciation of this word because it's different in British and American English and Australian, I suppose, as well.
Don't forget us. We're confused, the confused people down under.
So I always think it's like Australians, it's just like you're going back and forth on who you agree with. You can't decide.
Exactly.
So in the UK, we would say congratulations.
To me, that sounds a little bit like you're sneezing. So we would say, congratulations. But Ollie can be a tiebreaker here.
Yeah. So I think whatever I say is correct, right? I'm joking. I would pronounce it like you, Ethan. I would say congratulations. Congratulations.
Wow. So we have the Americans winning here.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard that. I guess it's because we tend to have this tu or chu sound when we say words with the tu sound, like Tuesday, tube, tune, and so on. So the same happens with congratulations.
I think Aussies are also confused with this as well, because I would say Tuesday like you say it, but I would say congratulations like how Ethan would say it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I think Americans, we also will do that with like the T, you sound like Y, like if you say like don't you, don't you. It's how Americans would say that. But for some reason in like Tuesday and tube and these kind of words, we decide not to do it in that cases. So that can be good to know. I think in American English, it's because when you have the T between two vowel sounds, and the same for Australian, you'll usually do like the American T, or maybe Australian T could be called as well, so we're not discriminating. So, which would be like congratulations, but then also because we have, when you have a D plus that U sound, then it becomes a J, like do you becomes Jew, Jewana. Do you want to do something? Do you want to do something? That kind of thing. So I think that's what's happening in congratulations.
Congratulations on that explanation. That was great.
So both of those are correct, just as long as you don't say congratulations, which is very difficult for me to say. And it sounds really, really awkward, right?
Totally.
I wonder how the Queen would say it. I think rather than a ch, she'd probably have a tu, like congratulations or something like that.
Your Queen's English is quite refined.
Thank you.
Been watching a lot of The Crown.
You're a woman of the accents.
I feel like royals might not be allowed to congratulate people. Like it might be below them, right? Jolly good job.
Jolly good.
All right. So moving on from pronunciation, we promised that we'd explain how you actually use this correctly. So you're not making a fool of yourself. Don't worry. No one's going to laugh at you if you congratulate them on their birthday. But it can be good to know how we would actually use this. So When would we use this?
You'd use congratulations when you want to tell someone that you are pleased or happy for them, when they have success or when they are doing something amazing. So if we go back to our shout out from Fabio, he said congratulations to us because he thinks, in his opinion, that this podcast is amazing.
I think he was congratulating us on all of our hard work too. So I think that's like a big part of it, is when you've worked really hard for something, like you might congratulate someone for any achievement or success that has come of that hard work. So maybe if they just graduated university or high school even, or they got a new job and, you know, they had to go through a lengthy interview process and everything, then that's very difficult. So it's definitely, you want to congratulate them on the fact that they got chosen for that job. When else might we use this?
So you would probably say it if someone has just recently got engaged or married, you would say congratulations. Maybe if someone has just announced their pregnancy as well, it's something that you would say.
Another one is when you achieve something really great in sport, like a milestone. A milestone is something that like you really work hard for. And when you get to that level or you achieve that, it's kind of like, wow, you've done a lot. So it might be a century in cricket for people who are in India. You might know what cricket is, or if you're listening in the UK, but I don't know.
If you're an American, you don't know what it is.
Cricket is a beautiful sport that is basically the Commonwealth countries play. But moving on, you might congratulate someone if they win the World Cup, or if they're running a marathon, as Andrea said, and they're listening to the Real Life English podcast as they cross the finish line.
Congratulations. I'm curious how many people are listening to this podcast while running a marathon. I need these statistics.
You never know.
You never know. Absolutely.
All right. And we kind of hinted at some places where you wouldn't use it, where it wouldn't be so appropriate, or where it would sound a bit, I mean, like I said, I don't think anyone's going to laugh at you or get mad that you said congratulations. Maybe, I guess, like Ollie could get really mad if you say it on his birthday. But I think you probably don't want to sound awkward, right, when you're speaking English. So don't carry that over, those kind of use cases over from your native language. So what might we say if it's someone's birthday instead of saying congratulations? What might we actually say?
I think we would just say happy birthday.
Totally.
Many happy returns. Ooh, that sounds like something you'd say to the queen on her birthday.
That is quite posh, actually.
What does that mean, actually? Like, return to what?
I don't actually know. Is it like many happy returns? So like maybe you return again next year.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be like more grim, like ashes to ashes, dust to dust kind of thing. Like, you know, so you're going through your life, getting towards the end or something. I have to look that up after.
Yeah, I've just looked it up and there's like no real meaning. It's just used as a greeting to someone on their birthday.
It's just one of those expressions.
Yeah, just to address someone, to give them, you know, best wishes and well wishes on their birthday.
So that's another thing you could say, right? You could say best wishes.
Yes, definitely.
Or I wish you all the best. I see that a lot on like Facebook. You might initially say happy birthday, best wishes, or something like that.
Yeah, or have a lovely day. Hope you have a great day.
Or if it's someone you don't see very often, you might say like, I wish you like luck, or I wish you prosperity this year, or something like that.
Yeah, and a big no-no to congratulations.
So what about when someone buys something new? I think there are some cases actually where we would say congratulations, right? What might that be, where it's okay to say congratulations when someone just bought something?
So I was thinking, because my brother and sister have just bought new houses, and I would say to them, congratulations, if they bought a new house. Mm-hmm. Would you guys use that?
Yeah, because it's like going back to what you were saying earlier about a milestone. It's like a big achievement, isn't it? Like maybe you've been saving up for many years and then it's a really big thing to buy a house.
You might do it for a car too, if someone's been like saving up for a long time and they just finally bought that, I don't know, that Mercedes or whatever car of choice, luxury car of choice. And you'd say, oh, congratulations, it's a beautiful new car. Can I take it for a spin?
Oh, what does that mean, to take it for a spin?
To take a car for a spin is to like go for a drive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can use it if you're talking about motorbikes or scooters, mopeds, those types of things.
Exactly. I think if someone just bought a new car, they're probably going to say, hell no. Get away. Don't scratch it.
No way.
And when is it not appropriate to use congratulations for a new purchase?
Yeah, so you wouldn't say this when someone just bought like a new mobile phone or a new jacket or a pair of shoes or something like this. You know, they're not like major life-changing things or milestones.
Maybe it depends if you get like, for women, if you're like buying like a really designer, crazy, expensive expensive shoes. I mean, they have like $1,000 pairs of shoes if you've been saving up for those, or like a Louis Vuitton bag or something like that. Maybe there'd be exceptions, but in general, no, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, but mainly no. However, we do have a word in Greek. As you mentioned earlier, Ethan, in some languages, there is something that you would say for these kinds of things. And we do also say this in Greek. We have a word, it's meia. It's actually two words, but they connect. And we say meia, which basically actually means with health, meia, but it just becomes meia. And it's a nice thing to say when someone has a new pair of shoes and they're like, oh, look, do you like my new shoes? And you say, oh, yeah, they're really nice. Meia.
And what might we say in English as an equivalent instead of saying congratulations in that case?
Yeah, there isn't one, is there? That's why I always just say meia. I've even got my husband saying it.
Maybe you could say, oh, they look awesome or something. They look really cool. That type of compliment.
Or those look great on you.
Yeah.
Or I want a pair. That's the best compliment, right? Is when you...
Copycat.
What do they say? Mimicry is the best flattery, the best type of flattery or something like that. What does that mean if you're a copycat?
If you're a copycat, it means you copy that person and what they do. So, for example, last year, Ethan got his hair dyed blonde. I would be a copycat if I dyed my hair blonde like Ethan. Because he did it, right?
So that'd be another case, right? That people might use it incorrectly. So like when people make a change, like dyeing their hair or maybe cutting it in a new way, or maybe painting their house or planting some flowers in their garden or something.
Yeah, you just make a general comment. Oh, your hair looks great. Oh, the house looks really fresh. It looks really new. And it's not, we don't have a specific word to say how good something is in these situations.
It's more like you're giving a compliment when it's like someone buys something or someone makes some sort of change like that. You might just comment on that it's a nice thing or it looks good or they look good or whatever. We English speakers love our compliments, so feel free to go over to the blog and leave us a review, or over on Apple Podcasts. We would love your compliments and your congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
So... speaking of which, we've already kind of like hinted at some different ways that you can say this, but how about some alternatives to the actual word congratulations? If someone's wanting to expand their vocabulary, have some different things to say on those occasions when it actually merits a congratulations, what are some things that they could say?
Yeah, so basically Australians, and I guess the Brits and the Americans use this one as well, but we love to shorten words. Instead of saying congratulations, you can simply say congrats. And I think this has the T pronunciation, right? Or kind of, congrats.
Congrats. It's like a, for me, it's probably like a glottal T, right? Congrats. Yeah.
Congrats.
Had to think about that one.
Yeah. So that's probably the most basic and informal way, and probably the most commonly used. But you can also say hats off to you. This comes from basically, I guess it's like old British, where people used to wear hats all the time. And like if someone does something really good, they actually take their hat off and they probably bow or do a curtsy as if you were talking to the Queen. But this is still used these days.
Now it's more figurative, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
There's another similar one too that's like you could say give yourself a pat on the back, or actually like physically give them a pat on the back, which is a way to say congratulations. But you could just say it and it's not, and it's like hats off that maybe you're saying it, but you're not actually doing it or something. The action of giving someone a pat on the back is a way to congratulate someone, right? Or to say like, you've done a good job.
I use this a lot in my online classes since the pandemic started, because you can't like, you know, show them your feeling. You just say, oh, give yourself a pat on the back. You've done a great job. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's one that we'd use a lot in schools as well. You know, like, well done. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back.
I'm curious if they do this in other languages, because I think I haven't heard this in other languages that I've learned. Maybe it still exists and it's just not that common. But like, would you know, like in Greek, for example, is there anything similar or any like body language like that or gesture that you would do if you're congratulating someone?
No, actually, I can't think of one right now. And thinking about it, I remember when I first told them to do it, I remember them looking at me and thinking, what on earth is she talking about? And then I had to really explain it and kind of show them how to do it. And then they were like, oh, right, okay.
That's a pretty interesting one. I'd be curious to know if any of our listeners, be sure to go over and comment or something if there's something like this, similar that you might do in your language to show congratulations, like a gesture like that, like patting someone on the back. What is actually, in case people don't know, what does that mean to pat something? Because they can't actually see us patting our backs.
Yeah, it means to take your hand I'm actually doing the action. Take your hand and just like tap your back once, twice, or three times. And I think if you're listening at home and you are managing to understand everything, or if you've passed an exam, give yourself a pat on the back right now and say, yes, I did it. Congratulations to me. Motivation.
Sounds like a little bit arrogant if you're saying congratulations to me, right? But
no, I think we need to appreciate ourselves every once in a while, right?
Couldn't agree more with you. I think that's really important part of the journey.
Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson.
All right. What's the next one, Andrea?
Yeah, so the next one is probably quite British, but we'd say something like get in there or simply just get in.
How would they say it?
You want me to say it again?
Sorry, no. I'm tormenting.
What does tormenting mean?
If you torment someone, it means you do something to deliberately annoy them or to cause a reaction off them.
Yeah, that one we definitely don't use in the States. If you say that, it sounds to me like you're like actually like shoving, like physically pushing someone into into something.
That's such an American like understanding of that, right?
Yeah, like maybe you're taking the football players and you're like pushing them out into the field, like, you know, get in there, go win the game.
I think of it, you know, if your football team has just scored a goal, it's an expression you would say as well to be like, get in, come on, like, yeah, well done, and that kind of thing. Like, you get really excited about it.
We have something similar we could say in American English, which would be get out, like get out. It means literally like you don't believe someone, like they're lying, but we'll use it kind of like if someone said, I got the job, you're like, get out. Like, that's unbelievable. That's amazing. That kind of thing.
Would you also say get out of town?
Yeah, get out of town. It's like a...
That's where it comes from, right?
Extension, yeah. I don't know if you guys watch Seinfeld. If any of our listeners watch Seinfeld, there's the character Elaine's really famous for this because anytime there's like something surprising happens, she says like, get out, and like pushes the other person, and people... The main people in the show, they always like expect it and stuff, so they're okay. But like with new people, they always like, she pushes them so hard that they like fall backwards or something like that. And it's quite hilarious. It's a very good show to watch to learn about American culture. What's next?
So the next ones we have good on you or good for you.
Would you say good on you in Australia?
I don't know. I feel like it's not as, because like if you're congratulating somebody, you basically want to make the point that you're really pleased for them. And I feel like good on you or good for you is kind of like, it doesn't reach that level of emphasis, but we would say it, but it's probably not showing that you are as pleased for that other person than maybe something like hats off to you or get in there, something like that.
Good on you. That sounds to me really British. Like you have to say good on you, mate. Or something. That's Australian, right?
That one's probably Australian, what I did. Yeah. You're getting confused.
Yeah, same.
Mixing up your accents.
Yeah, you'd probably use it not when it's someone's like biggest achievement, but maybe they've had some success at work or something and you'd say good on you. But then for good for you, it's probably one you have to be a bit careful with, because if you say it kind of in a negative way, like, oh, well, good for you, like it's not a very nice thing to say. So you kind of have to be careful with the tone here.
Yeah. And when you say it in that sense, it's like, I could care less, right? Like, I don't care at all about it, or, you know. You secretly want that person to fail or something like that. So you have to be careful, right, with intonation.
Yeah, when someone's a bit jealous.
But that's the one, you definitely use that in the US more than good on you. I think Americans don't say. I think to me, it sounds like it has to be followed by a mate. And I think we might have mentioned the next one, right, already?
Yeah, but I think you might say this one differently. I think our pronunciation might be a bit different here.
Would I?
Yeah, so you could say good job.
Good job. Great job.
Good job.
Job.
Job. Like dog.
Good job.
Good job. But you don't have to make it all nasally. That's the problem. Imitating Americans, you guys always make us like we have like a sinus infection or something.
Oh, sorry, Ethan. Should we keep going?
Yeah, we should. What's the next one?
So the next one is a little bit more formal, and you might see this like in writing or something like that. And it's sensational.
Sensational. It's like amazing, right?
Really amazing. Yeah, really amazing. But you can't really use really and amazing together. Amazing.
I don't think I would ever say that, but it seems like a really great thing for writing, right?
Yeah, if something really amazed you, you could say, wow, that's sensational. I wouldn't use this word that much. It would have to be something really special to actually use it.
It'd have to be something really sensational.
If we think about, like, let's give an example of, like, going back to the marathon. If you're, like, there's 2 kilometers to go and you're 500 meters behind the person coming first, and then you just get an extra bit of energy and you run your fastest and then you overtake them. So you go in front of them at the end and you win. Andrea's in the crowd going, wow, that's sensational.
I feel like as Americans, we would always just say awesome is like the go-to. So we'd probably say awesome a lot more than sensational, but you could use it.
Or epic.
That was epic, yeah. Legendary. If you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
So if that person crosses the finish line in first, you can say, oh, wow, you did it. You did it.
You could totally say those together, right? You could say like, sensational, you did it. Congratulations, you did it. Oh my God, it's amazing.
That's a really good point, actually. We'd probably just say them all at once because we'd be so excited.
Just go through the whole list.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So next.
So the next two are quite similar. You have nice going and nice one. So if someone comes to you and they say, oh, I passed my exam, you could say, oh, nice going, nice one. And it's kind of like, it's not as emphatic as sensational, and it's not as like, you know, plain and simple as good on you. It's kind of like in the middle, right?
Yeah, I would use that one a lot. Nice one. Can you say nice too? This one, it's just like an expression, right? So you wouldn't say ever nice two or nice three.
No, even nice going, you're like, nice going where?
All right, we only have a few more. So the next one is very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm curious to hear how you would say it because I feel like we say it differently.
Way to go. Way to go.
Way to go.
So I would say way to go.
That T is just like reduced to like a D sound. Way to go.
Way to go. The whole word too, right? Way to go. How would you say it again, Andrea?
Way to go.
Way to go. You could say that too in American, but it sounds like you're being emphatic. Way to go.
No, it just goes to show that while a lot of these words mean congratulations, it depends on the situation and the context and how emphatic you want to be in saying to that person, good job.
Yeah, I think all those are pretty similar, like nice going, nice one, way to go. It's like you say them in kind of like the same context. I feel like it's like you just finished like an exam or something, like your English exam, you've been studying for it for a long time, be like, way to go, you did it, you finished it. Even like if you don't know your grade yet, it's just kind of like a good work, right?
Yeah.
And then this next one I like a lot because it's kind of a funny sounding word, right? It sounds like we did the podcast recently on words from other languages. This definitely sounds like it probably comes from another language, right? Kudos.
Yes, it actually comes from Greek.
Oh, there you go.
The Greeks again, they're at it again.
I think it's kind of like a lighter congratulations, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, kudos, like, good job. When someone finishes a marathon, it'd be like a little bit too light to just say like kudos, you know, it's like, man, I'm dying here. And all you've got to say is kudos.
Do you use this in Australia, Ollie?
Yeah, we would use it as well, but we'd more like say, oh, kudos to you for doing this. Kudos to them. Kudos to he or she.
Well, you say it differently than I do.
I was just about to say that, actually. I say kudos. Now I'm questioning my pronunciation. Kudos. And I was going to ask Andrea, you probably say it like me, right?
No, I would say kudos.
Ooh, wow. Oh. That's one where the Australians are the weird ones out.
Kudos. Maybe my Australian friends are saying that I'm pronouncing it wrong. It must be because I'm from the country. I'm from the bush.
Ah, there you go. It's your bogan coming out.
For people who don't know what bogan is, we have spoken a lot about it on the podcast. So you'll have to listen to, I think it was the episode where we spoke about different TV series in Australian English that you can listen. I think it's episode 221 or 223. So be sure to check that one out.
Kudos. All right, and we have two more. So what's the penultimate one?
So the penultimate one is keep up the good work. And I say this to my students when they are making progress mm-hmm. in their studies and I can see an improvement in their overall English. Mm-hmm. So yeah, keep up the good work, guys. And we actually get this quite a lot in our shout outs, right?
Keep up the good work, yeah. That's a good point. So it's really great for, I think, for like school, for work as well. You know, if you're at work and like someone just finished a project, you could say, and they did a really great job on it, you could say, keep up the good work, because it literally means like, you know, keep doing great things like this. Kudos. So finally, we have one that's a bit of a slang one. Would you guys say this in the UK and Australia?
Yeah, I guess informally, like with your friends. And I can just imagine someone doing like this hand gesture as well. With like,
what hand gesture are you doing for, since people can't see us?
Like a fist to your chest where you like bang your chest a couple of times. Not super hard or anything, but you just like tap it twice and be like, respect.
Respect, yeah. So it's like you're, when you're really impressed, right, by something that someone did.
Actually, my friend Anthony, he's actually from the States, but he always sends me like memes or things from Twitter just saying respect, in the sense that he enjoyed what this person did. He thought it was quite good, quite funny or something like that. It's kind of, yeah, as you said, a way of saying, wow, that was quite a cool, awesome job.
And if you want to emphasize it, at least in the US, you could say mad respect, which means like you're really impressed by what they did or said.
Mad respect or mad respect?
If you have a sinus infection, then like Ollie said it.
Sorry. I'm sorry to all the Americans out there.
Maybe people from the Midwest as well, because people from the Midwest have to tend to speak a bit nasally. Mad respect.
Isn't it nice to laugh?
It is, yeah. Hopefully the person who's like listening to this running the marathon, they're not laughing so hard that, you know, they're keeling over.
What does that mean, to keel over?
To keel over. Well, the podcast is going quite long, so maybe everyone listening might be keeling over at this point. But it's like when you're out of energy and it's like you just barely can stand anymore, right? You're kind of like doubling over.
Mm, yeah. We might say you've hit the wall.
That's another good one. So if you're listening to this and you haven't hit the wall yet and you want a few more ways to say congratulations, then head over to our Instagram at reallife.english, because we will have a few bonus ways to say congratulations. I think they're all actually expressions that we use a lot in English, so you don't want to miss out on those. And while you're there, you might as well follow us so that you won't miss Andrea's next live, because you'll have a lot of fun there too. Get to laugh a lot even more. Thanks so much for joining us on the Real Life English Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. 1, 2, 3.
Aww, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes, like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our Real Life Native Immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend, or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.